In the race for Kodiak Island Borough Mayor, Bill Roberts is a clear winner, with more than twice the votes of his challenger, Sandra Kotelnikoff Lester. Roberts has 888 votes compared to Kotelnikoff Lester's 411. The other clear winner was Julie Kane Hill, incumbent school board member, who has 1,000 votes compared to newcomer C.J. Benoit's 254. The three men running for two seats on the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly are closer in votes. The number of people who voted absentee was not released last night, but it will take a lot of absentee votes for Mel Stevens in order for him to catch up to Dwayne Dvorak. With all precincts counted, Scott Arndt leads with a comfortable 796 votes. Next is Dvorak with 769, followed by Stevens with 598. In an election night interview, Arndt said, "That's a pretty big spread."
Some people told me they thought I would be the high vote getter. I thought it would be a real close election, and it's always hard to tell.
Arndt has been on and off the assembly several times in the past decades through highs and lows of state finances. This current low budget period, with the governor's big cuts and big changes in state policy, have him concerned.
I'm sorry that we've got a lot of hard decisions ahead of us, and it's going to take everybody trying to think of different ways to try and make things work.
He adds that he appreciates the voter support, but he cautions voting isn't going to be enough. There's a lot of work to be done, and residents need to step up.
I appreciate the support. It's encouraging, but we need to get as many people as possible involved, too, over the course of the next probably 6 months here, and trying to figure out what we're going to do with the cost shifting that the governor is doing right now.
Arndt's cell phone kept ringing as we spoke, probably friends congratulating him on his reelection. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.